Turundusdoktor aitab.
Our case study sounds like that. Hi, we represent a student organization and publish a monthly magazine. We want to promote the magazine all over Estonia in order to promote our university. What would you suggest us to do?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about this case?
Well, I once again, I have so many questions about, you know, how would we... how do we even approach this problem? So I guess I'd want to ask the students, what are the ways that you can imagine distributing it? Is this just a printed magazine, or does it have different facets? You know, whether it has an online component, are you expecting people to pay for it? Because that will, obviously that resides in different kinds of spaces. And, what is the current reputation or the brand of the university, and are they intending to change or develop this brand with the magazine? So, you know, I'm trying to get at like a little bit more information about.
Okay, I can answer some of the things.
Okay,
they do print it. They have probably some online component as well, but the printing magazine is more important. They represent one of the biggest universities in Estonia that is well known, really, and one of the kind of top brands. The magazine is much less known. It's novel, and as I understand, the problem is that they don't have the distribution all over the Estonia. I think it's for free, but I'm not very sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, I think this is probably a fairly common problem about trying to really get the work out there, and to try and get more and more people beyond your own university community to see the work. I guess if I were working on this project, I'd really want to look at target specific places to begin with to place the magazine in people's hands. So I'd want to know, you know, in Estonia, are there specific coffee shops, or there's specific libraries, or specific places where people congregate that would be interested in this magazine. Would students be kind of dropping these magazines by, carrying themselves, or would we, you know, I wouldn't want to see a lot of cost incurred in mailing at this point, when you're still trying to discover the different networks of information. It's a little bit of a tough one, because you're really looking at trying to reach people who want to engage with this information still on paper, in print, and it's often tough to try and find, you know, what is that community that really appreciates the kind of value that comes with that magazine. So I guess I would want to do a little bit more information. I'm being very evasive with my answer here, and I apologize for that. But I would like to be able to align the magazine with some other items or principles with who it is you're trying to target. So are there other kinds of magazines that they read, and is there a way that you can place this university magazine, the student magazine, in the same vicinity? Are there specific kind of people that you want to endorse this magazine? So can you leave, you know, 50 with them and ask them to give them out to their colleagues? So, you know, are there, I would want to kind of probe that a little bit more. I think there's not really a specific, I would be remiss if I gave you a solid answer.
Absolutely, I understand. It's such a short case.
That's just what it is, but I would want to try. I would want to experiment with different ways of doing this. And I think trying to find some similar, like-minded companions to this magazine. So whether they are other magazines or other newspapers or other pieces of information that this magazine can start to piggyback from? And then are there certain areas that have even like a coffee shop or specific areas that are popular with, I'm going to assume if it's a student magazine, we want other students to be reading it as well. So I would want to look at where are those students really spending time? How do we get that magazine out in front of them? And then, of course, you have to make sure that you're developing content in that magazine that is really compelling and keeps people coming back over and over again. Because I think people will give it a chance when something's new is in front of them. But I think get very easily impatient if the content doesn't keep up with their expectations.
Absolutely. I was also thinking about, for the first, I don't know how well they have actually understood the target groups, and also probably the complexity of the decision making, because from one side, if they want to promote the university, they want to attract new students to the university, it's important to understand that where the students are now, most of them are in the gymnasium, probably studying there, so this is a very kind of focused group. But on the other side, there are always within this decision, we can say so that there are students who know what they want to do after their graduation, and there are a lot of people who don't know, who really may need maybe also information about different areas, what is studied there, how is my life going to be after I graduate, I don't know, logistics or medicine or whatever the studies. Okay, in medicine you probably pretty much understand what the doctors do, but when you study I don't know the kind of, I don't know, genetics or the new things that are connected to the buzzwords, then you don't have a clue what my life is going to be after the university. So I think that maybe this type of role is really important for these people. And on the other side, there are also, I think, the parents involved in this type of decisions, also the grandparents who are worrying about what is going to happen. So it might be that the magazine should be kind of targeting all these groups that they can really know what is happening in the university, how is the university or the student's life today, because the parents were in the university probably for 20 years ago and then don't have a clue what happens there now. So it's difficult to guide, and it's even more difficult for the grandparents who remember universities from the last century. So I think that there are different target groups, and maybe also to understand what the problem is. It's not just telling about stories how interesting the student life is, but more trying to understand how confused most of the people are before making one of the biggest decisions of the life, what they do.
That's so, right. Yes, I agree. I agree entirely. And, you know, with that in mind, too, it might be interesting to have to get some alumni involved. If there's people who have, graduated in the last 5 years, who can offer a voice and some direction in some of that confusion, because I think some of that not fully understanding what to do once you graduate or what is out there for you in the various fields, I think that's definitely a universal experience for students. So, the voice of former students, alumni who have maybe managed some success in their career, it would be great for the students to hear from them.
Absolutely. Thank you a lot. I do hope that they will listen to our advice and think maybe from the target group's point of view and also from the communication design point of view what they can learn from this radio show and really use it in order to promote the university and the magazine as well. Thank you, Bona, for being with us today. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we love to solve them. Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio.
Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.